Trying to take down what the White House calls the Putin price hike. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And to do that, President Biden will, for the third time, dip into the government's oil reserve.
Release a million barrels a day for every day for the next 6 months.
Fox's Peter Doocy.
Then the strategic reserve is only going to be about half full and at its lowest level since 1984. And then once the order comes, it's going to be up to oil companies to actually get the stuff to the pumps.
Now, oil's down almost 5% on that news. Gas is 11 cents off its record high set this month. This after the U.S. and others banned Russian oil. Leader Vladimir Putin just said there's an economic war on Russia, and he's demanding those still buying Russian energy to pay in rubles. And Putin also pledges to fund domestic airlines in Russia hurt by Western sanctions. This says Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine a 36th day. At least two people are dead in Florida after a tornado hit Washington County in the Panhandle. There's also storm destruction in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee with almost 200,000 power outages. One of the four men on trial for a plot to kidnap Michigan's governors on the witness stand this morning. Fox's Jeff Manasso has a live update.
Dave, Daniel Harris says he never agreed to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That testimony on day one for the defense's case. He's one of four men accused in that federal court hearing in Grand Rapids of conspiracy that he calls crazy talk. The alleged plot to kidnap the governor in 2020 over Whitmer's COVID lockdown policies. Prosecutors rested their case on Wednesday after presenting evidence and testimony from FBI agents, an informant, and from two men who previously pled guilty in the case. Dave.
Jeff, about an hour ago in Texas.
Five. Four.
Blue Origin launched a few more people to the edge of space, giving them a brief moment of weightlessness, but then 11 minutes later, they were right back on Earth. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, President Biden will tap into the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve for a third time, planning to get a million barrels of oil out a day for up to 6 months to try to lower gas prices. Now, this as the White House is also maintaining that Russian leader Vladimir Putin is not getting the whole story on the struggles for Russia's military in the Ukraine invasion or the true impact of the U.S. and allied sanctions on Russia.
Because his senior advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth.
That's White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield. There is a Kremlin response to this.
The spokesman for Putin says both the State Department and Pentagon don't have the real information about what is actually going on inside the Kremlin. Vladimir Putin signed orders to put 135,000 more conscripts into the military. Russian officials say they won't be sent to Ukraine. They're not going to go to, quote, hotspots. But, of course, it's the same line they used when they put conscripts in Afghanistan in the 80s, where Russia lost up to 15,000 soldiers in over a decade of fighting on the ground in Afghanistan. The same number of Russian soldiers, NATO estimates, have been killed in Ukraine in the past 5 weeks.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. North Korea is making preps for another possible nuclear test, according to defense officials telling Fox News. Spy satellites have discovered fresh tunnels being dug in North Korea, where in the past they've conducted nuclear tests. The last one was in 2017. North Korea has also launched 12 missile tests this year. On Wall Street, the Dow down 106 points. Chris Rock was back on stage last night in Boston, only briefly telling the audience he's still kind of processing what happened at the Oscars when Will Smith slapped him on stage.
So he said, like, I just want to do a show, and it was understandable.
He didn't entertain the BS. He did his set that he'd been planning for months, and he was a class act.
The Academy is still investigating Will Smith's actions at the Oscars. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.